Hello, my name is Sandy Hubbard, and I am a nurse practitioner with expertise in breast health who supported Rays of Hope and Bay State Breast programs from 1994 to my retirement in 2016. From the beginning of the Breast Health Center in 1994, and then the Comprehensive Breast Center, and eventually to the present Bay State Breast and Wellness Center, education and providing resources to breast cancer patients and their families was an important priority. One of the very first funded Rays of Hope projects was developing a resource guide for Western Massachusetts. There was not any compiled information for breast cancer patients. The first resource guide included medical care sites, lists of places for cancer patients to find wigs, breast prosthesis, and specialty products. Resources such as local support groups, education programs, and local, state, and national breast cancer groups were listed. An important inclusion initially was the Massachusetts Department of Public Health's Women's Health Initiative to provide uninsured women with breast exams, mammograms, and pap smears. Breast cancer patients without insurance were able to have assistance with their medical bills. The resource guide had to be continually updated as businesses changed and support groups increased. The local resource guide became a guide for a Massachusetts resource guide. Today, at the Bay State Breast and Wellness Center, breast cancer patients are still receiving a packet of information with resources funded by Rays of Hope. Along with the need to offer resources, outreach to communities was deemed essential. Women and their families needed to have information on breast health screening and the diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer. The nurse practitioner and outreach workers offered extensive community education programs to women's groups, churches, civic associations, and anyone willing to have a speaker on this topic. The outreach covered all of Western Massachusetts and included a talk on screening, diagnosis, and treatment, with a slideshow and many educational handouts, not only in English, but in Spanish, Russian, and Vietnamese. The hope was to increase the number of women coming for mammograms and breast exams, and this again was funded by Rays of Hope. Special events were planned for women to be scheduled for these exams. Outreach and education will always be an integral part of the Rays of Hope mission.